Riodel is moving forward with the development of the former Eel River Sawmill annexation site as a commercial medical cannabis-related business hub. The City Council approved $15,000 for a required traffic study at their December 6th regular meeting. The fee will be reimbursed by the developers during their permitting process. The city annexed the property in Metropolitan across the river from Riodel in 2009 for the anticipated new wastewater treatment plant. The city subsequently chose to update the existing treatment plant, and the Eel River Sawmill property, owned by Dennis Wendt of Wendt Construction, was left as an undeveloped brownfield cleanup site. The recent approval of the commercial medical cannabis ordinance, restricted exclusively to that annexation property, has resulted in numerous business development proposals. As part of the annexation process, the city is required to complete a traffic study for any industrial commercial projects exceeding 10,000 square feet of building space. Improvements to the interchange with Highway 101 may be needed for future development of the 12 parcels in that location. The council also debated setting permit fees for commercial medical cannabis-related businesses, as summarized by Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell.
What we did is we looked at the city of Arcata, and their medical marijuana innovation zone is actually almost the identical size as the sawmill annexation area. And we basically took their fees, the initial application fee of $2,500, the annual operating fee of $4,000, and then the renewal application fee of $300 and the annual operating fee of $4,000 for renewal permits.
The proposed permit fees are in addition to building permits and other development expenses as discussed by Caldwell and Mayor Frank Wilson.
And right now we've got 12 permits, potential permits over there. So we're anticipating generating roughly $50,000 annually to cover basically my costs for the administration and the inspections.
That's an operating fee, and there's also other building fees or something.
And absolutely. And building fees will be quite substantial. You're talking $4 to $5 million projects over there. And so the building fees will be fairly substantial.
How does that relate to that? I don't know the number. How would that relate to us as building fees? Let's say for $1 million.
You know, I would have to actually pull up the table.
The first one on the 10,000 square foot building, we estimated $20,000 for building permit. Was it 20? Yeah,
It was something close to that. I don't remember exactly.
The permit fees were approved by the council unanimously. Multiple commercial medical cannabis developments are progressing through the approval process currently, including 4 Type 3 cultivation permits, each for a 22,000 square foot grow, being sought by an individual developer. The approved traffic study is expected to take 6 to 8 weeks to complete, and improvements to the connection with Highway 101 are likely to be required. Costs for any needed improvements are expected to be shared by the individual developers. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.